listening to Fox Sports Radio. This is Straight Outta Vegas. With the voice of Vegas, your host, RJ Bell. The pregame show America has always wanted. I doubt the future. I doubt the future. From the Vegas Strip, here's RJ Bell.
We could see ourselves one of the biggest moves in the NFL in recent sports history. We will get to that here coming up in just a couple of moments. Jonas Knox in for RJ Bell alongside Steve Fezzik here on Fox Sports Radio. It is Straight out of Vegas, taking you all the way up until 7 p.m. Eastern time. And wherever you are taking a part in this program, we appreciate a few minutes of your time. And we do it all live here and brought to you by AutoZone, where AutoZone has the free services you need to help you get back on the road, like their free AutoZone Fix Finder service with over 5,600 locations nationwide. AutoZone is here to help you save time and money with their free services. Getting the job done just got easier. Restrictions apply. Get in the zone. AutoZone. Steve Fezzik, I love me some NFL offseason football. How about you? I love this sort of conversation.
Absolutely, especially Jonas, if we can bet on it and potentially profit from that, it.
That's right. And we start today with a report, this according to Jeff Darlington of ESPN, that Tom Brady, Patriots quarterback for so long, is under the impression he will be playing somewhere other than New England next season. Ian Rappaport of NFL Network also saying that Brady's reps have talked to the Chargers, Raiders, and the Colts at the Combine already in Indianapolis. So with that being said, Steve Fezzik, Brady's been a significant favorite to land back in New England next season. What are the odds showing us now?
Yeah, so now Brady is still favored to stay with New England, but he is a very modest favorite, Jonas. The odds of Brady staying with New England 2 days ago, according to the betting odds, about 75%. Now it's down to only about 55%. So let me put this in perspective. In 2 days, the point spread, if you will, on Brady has essentially moved equivalent to what we would have seen if a 9-point favorite in the NFL had dropped to a 2-point favorite. Don't see those huge moves very often on point spreads. This is big news on Brady.
So imagine, you know, the Kansas City Chiefs are a 9-point favorite against the Denver Broncos, and it's at home. The only way that line would drop to a 2-point favorite would be if what? Patrick Mahomes didn't play?
Exactly right. In fact, it probably dropped to 1 if Mahomes didn't play, but you'd have to have the MVP quarterback, best player in the league, suddenly not play.
All right, so everybody think about that. That is how real these reports are. That is how real the rumor mill is at the Combine in Indianapolis, that they're saying that it's the equivalent to a 7-point drop in a line, which only occurs if there's something major that's taken place, like quarterback not playing, or God forbid, something else that happens to certain members of the team. So, Fez, with that being said, don't you have to buy it? If you hear the rumors and you hear the trend and you see the line drop that much, don't you have to buy that this is legitimate, that the threat is real? Brady could be on his way out of New England?
Well, I have to buy that the threat is real, Jonas. I don't have to buy that the odds should swing this much because, frankly, I'm shocked that one quote from Jeff Darlington and, of course, some information about teams that Brady may possibly go to is out there. But for it to suddenly move so much, that is as extreme a move as I will see. And I got to be honest, I haven't followed Jeff Darlington, so I had no idea a quote from him could carry so much weight. Obviously, there's more to it than just Darlington.
Yeah, and the other one that was out there, obviously Ian Rappaport had mentioned in sort of the throat of the topic, was that they had already talked to certain teams, that Tom Brady's and his reps have talked to the Chargers, talked to the Raiders, talked to the Colts. Vic Taffer who covers the NFL for The Athletic. He also has had something to say about this, talking about that there's a real feeling there that Brady's done, that he's on his way out of New England. So all of this is happening in one location. It's happening at the Combine. And anybody who's anybody is at the Combine in Indianapolis, and that's where a lot of this stuff gets started. It gets stirred up. A lot of these conversations are happening. And if enough people in the know or close to the know are all saying the same thing, whether it was TJ Houshmandzadeh who said it on The Herd with Colin Cowherd, heard on many of these Fox Sports Radio affiliates when Doug Gottlieb was filling in for him, TJ Houshmandzadeh, who's a pretty connected guy, said absolutely 100% there's no shot Brady goes back to New England. That was 3 weeks ago. So the fact that this is now picking up more momentum and you've got multiple reports all saying the same thing, to me, it just feels like there's too much information and too much out there to ignore it.
Yeah, I agree with that. What is interesting to me is all the information is saying, hey, Tom Brady not nearly as likely to be back with the Patriots, but no information necessarily about where he's going to wind up landing. And in fact, very little movement in terms of which NFL team, if he doesn't go to the Patriots, he's going to land with.
Okay, so now if the teams that were in contention, as far as like right now, if you're looking at the odds, the Patriots are still the favorite. Who else is in the top four or five when it comes to potential landing spots for Brady?
So Oakland is the non-New England choice that's the favorite at 5-1. Then the Chargers 6-1, the Titans 7-1, and the Indianapolis Colts 10-1.
So none of those lines have really moved with the latest news that came out. It's only the fact that the Patriots line has dropped significantly. That's really the only movement we've seen.
Exactly. And obviously, if he's less likely to go to the Patriots, perhaps there's value. There should be value with one of these teams. And it really comes back to inside information in terms of which one of those four teams that I just read are more likely for Tom Brady to want to go to. I have to say, you know, I'm surprised Tennessee's 7-1 because Tennessee, in many ways, I would think Brady would want to go to a contender, and they really were playing so well at the end of the year that I could see the Titans making a lot of sense. The one problem being, Jonas, Tannehill's a better quarterback than Tom Brady right now.
I mean,
and I don't understand why I'm the only one that seemingly is saying this.
Listen, like I want everybody to understand. People in Boston, I've seen what the F5 tornado that is Patriots fans do to national hosts. Exhibit A, Rob Parker, I witnessed that, and I do not want to be a part of this. So if anybody's got an issue with Steve Fezzik saying that Ryan Tannehill is a better quarterback than Tom Brady, where can they find you? Is it at Fezzik Sports? Is it at Fezzik Sports, Steve?
It is at Fezzik Sports.
Okay, on Twitter.
Let me make my case for worries about Tom Brady.
I'm kicking my feet. I'm letting you know right now. I'm kicking my feet up. I want no part of this problem. My name's Paul. That's between y'all. You figure it out. Go ahead, Fez. Take it away.
All right. So 42-year-old Tom Brady, he was number 17 in QBR. That's the best quarterback rating stat that I know of last year. Now he's going to be a year older. And if we run the comps, it's very difficult to find other successful quarterbacks in their 40s because typically quarterbacks fall off the cliff right around age 40. You know, one that I do have, Brett Favre had a great year with Minnesota when he was 40. He had a QBR of 76. That's way, way above average. The next year when Favre was 41, his QBR was 35, well below the average, which is just a little bit above 50, and Favre was out of the league. I get it. Brady, he eats avocado ice cream. He has kale shakes for breakfast. So maybe his decline is going to be lessened and it's going to occur later in life. But the laws of physics, as they say in My Cousin Vinny, perhaps the laws of physics cease to exist in your kitchen. But in mine, when a man turns 43 and every other man when he's 40 falls off a cliff, it's likely to happen to Brady sooner rather than later.
Okay, now, I'll just say this straight out of Vegas here on Fox Sports Radio. Steve Fezzik, Jonas Knox, in for RJ Bell here on FSR. There's a what do I think and what do I want approach to this Tom Brady situation. If it's not the Patriots, there are two teams. All right, so you get to pick your choice here, Steve Fezzik. Do you want to hear what I think is the best move or what selfishly I want to be the move for Tom Brady if it's not the Patriots next year? You pick. You choose.
Oh, I'll go selfish.
Okay. I selfishly want Tom Brady to be bumping into you on the strip in Las Vegas for the next couple of years. I want Tom Brady to be rubbing elbows with the great Steve Fezzik in Las Vegas. Yes. I want him to be a Raider. Like, that's what I want. I want Tom Brady to be a Raider. And it's purely for selfish reasons, because I called my shot a couple of months ago during the season when I said Tom Brady was going to be a Raider next year. I called my shot. It's documented. It's on Fox Sports Radio. I've done that one time before when I called a year in advance that Jay Cutler was going to be the quarterback for the Miami Dolphins. I called that a year in advance. That's documented as well, too. Those are the only two things I've ever said correctly and predicted correctly in my entire sports radio career. So selfishly, I want Tom Brady to be a Raider. Here's the one that makes the most sense for entertainment purposes and just from a football standpoint. The Indianapolis Colts. Enough with this Tennessee crap. Indianapolis has got the best roster in the AFC North or in the AFC South. If he goes to Indianapolis, where you've got a quarterback, a former quarterback running the offense there, a team that's built around the quarterback, whether it's the offensive line or productive running game like they have, a defense that's much better than they played at times last year, and a division that's always up for grabs because you can't count on anybody in that division. Jacksonville can't figure out whether or not they want to play football in Florida or London or get rid of the swimming pools on the top deck. Houston, we have no idea what's happening with the Houston Texans. They're always up in the air. And Tennessee, how the hell do we know Tennessee's going to continue to do what they do? Ryan Tannehill threw the ball like 4.5 times in the postseason a total last year. I think Indianapolis is the move that makes sense. And also for this, if there really is bad blood between Tom Brady and the Patriots organization, there is one place he can go to that'll piss off the entire Patriots organization. And it's the team that called him out for the deflation of the footballs, the team that's been their rival in the AFC for the bulk of Bill Belichick and Bob Kraft's time there with the Patriots, and it's the Indianapolis Colts. I think that's the one, for me personally, that makes the most sense, not just from a football standpoint, but it'll give us juicy talking points throughout the course of the season. What do you think about that, Fez?
Yeah, it's some good points, and Indy's, there's a season win number up on all the teams right now in the NFL, and Indianapolis with Jacoby Brissett is 8.5. So here's a landing spot that I'm not going to make the case that the Colts aren't going to get maybe slightly better with Brady versus Brissett, but it would just be slightly better. Most people would say that's an enormous upgrade. Let me pump the brakes here on the Super Bowl for Indy with Tom Brady thoughts. Back when Andrew Luck was quarterback, and I don't think anyone was going to go ahead and say that Tom Brady at age 43 is going to be as good as what Andrew Luck was expected to be.
By the way, before you continue, and sorry to interrupt, Tom Brady at 43 looked younger than Andrew Luck at 22 because Andrew Luck looked Amish for the past 15 years, okay? and that is a word to live by when it comes to life choices, all right? Don't draft a guy who looks Amish to be your quarterback because he might desert you like a couple of years earlier before he should. I'm just saying.
There's no doubt that we age at different paces. Apparently, look no further to Kenny Stabler and Andrew Luck versus Tom Brady.
That is true.
Stabler, another guy that 40 was not kind to, but the bottom line is even when Luck was quarterback and everyone's pretty much was in agreement that Luck was a borderline top 10 quarterback, Indy was still only supposed to win 9.5 games. So to expect Indy to suddenly win 11 with Brady is a leap of faith.
And now I know that you have, coming up later on in the show, believe it or not, we do have a surprising piece of information when it comes to Brady and a potential landing spot next year, because it's not going to be what you think it is for several teams in the NFL. So we do have that coming up later on in the show. You also have a thought about Bill Belichick and how Bill Belichick could actually improve and continue to ascend as a coach. Why are you such a believer in Belichick that even without Brady, you think no matter what, Belichick's going to be able to continue to have success, even with Tom Brady potentially leaving this offseason?
Well, for all those older listeners that were going to get on me for age discrimination, they're going to like this one. Belichick has gotten better with age. Let me give you some stats here. We compared Belichick to all the Hall of Fame coaches in the NFL. And as it turns out, Belichick was comparable to them. He won 64% of his games, a little bit more, up to age 60. That's what all the Hall of Fame coaches averaged. After age 60, the Hall of Fame coaches fall off a cliff. They win just over 50% of their games. Belichick, he climbs the mountain. He gets even better. He's won 76% of his games post age 60, so more than three-fourths of his games. So whereas every other coach got appreciably worse and became an average coach, Belichick actually rose to the very top of the mountain after age 60. That man does not age.
So it's better to be an older coach than an older quarterback, is what you're saying, to sum it up.
Especially if you're Belichick. Yes.
Okay,
yes.
Fair enough. So just so we can kind of tie a bow on this whole topic, for people listening right now, if you're in your 60s, Steve Fezzik loves you and has faith in you. If you're in your 40s, you can go screw yourself. All right, that's according to Steve Fezzik, as we have gotten to the bottom of things here on Fox Sports Radio. But it's going to be a lot of fun, especially to see how much of this is impacted moving forward, not only with the Patriots, but whoever Tom Brady does land with. So it's going to be a lot of fun moving forward. Straight out of Vegas here on Fox Sports Radio, Jonas Knox, Steve Fezzik in for RJ Bell here on FSR. All right, coming up next, a potential bad blow for one team considered to be a title contender. We'll tell you how bad it is. That's next here on FSR.
Straight out of Vegas!
Be sure to catch live editions of Straight Out of Vegas weekdays at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 p.m. Pacific. On Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Straight out of Vegas here on Fox Sports Radio. Jonas Knox, Steve Fezzik in for RJ Bell here on FSR. Coming up in a little over 10 minutes from now here on Fox Sports Radio, could we see a brand new contender for a world championship? That coming up here in about 10 minutes from now on Fox Sports Radio. Now, every single day before we dive into a major issue one franchise is facing, every single day here on Straight Out of Vegas, we bring you the weather live from the Las Vegas Strip. Normally, it's RJ Bell doing it, but with RJ out, our weather correspondent Stephen Fezzik is currently standing high atop the brand new Las Vegas Raiders Stadium. He has a thermometer out in his hand, at least I hope it's a thermometer, because God forbid we venture down that dark road. We'll leave that to another show at another time. But Steve Fezzik, high atop the brand new Raiders Stadium, holding out a thermometer. What is the weather like in Vegas?
Yeah, and that Raiders Stadium is still missing its roof. Hopefully it gets done in time. Right now in Vegas on the Strip, it is 70 degrees, clear skies, and the neon is hypnotizing. Back to you, Jonas.
Unbelievable. Can we get a round of applause for Steve Fezzik? That is unbelievable. Steve Fezzik with hypnotizing. Are you kidding me? How about that? That's a first. Like all the descriptive terms you've ever used, hypnotizing is the first time you've gone down that road, Fez. I'm proud of you. That's awesome.
I got some writers working for
that's,
me.
Hey, listen, Mackenzie, he's on top of it. He's currently writing more to feed to Steve Fezzik throughout the course of the show. So who knows what he's got in that fortune cookie of knowledge there in Las Vegas. But let's transition to this, Fez, because another issue plaguing the Philadelphia 76ers, who have been dominant at home, a disaster on the road, reports that they don't get along. And now last night, after a loss to the Cleveland Cavs, as if that's not bad enough, it's Joel Embiid who suffered a sprained left shoulder, and he actually will not be available for tonight's game against the New York Knicks.
Yeah, and Embiid is obviously a player Philly is so reliant upon. This is a team, Philly, with no depth at all. They're benched 27th in scoring, 28th in minutes, and with Simmons out for 2 weeks, they need Embiid all the more. Al Horford has struggled, and I think the game last night really illustrated all of Philly's problems. No depth, reliant on Embiid, and this Philly team, horrific on the road. Philly right now, 9-21. Away from home, 27-2 at home. This Philly team is a pretender. I told you that, Jonas, when Philly beat the Clippers before the All-Star break. Don't get too excited. Same problems for Philly here on the road.
Well, I think this is where people get caught up in the NBA, because this is normally how it's done in the NBA, to where a team will go really far and you just expect them with a young roster to take that next step. And so everybody assumed, well, you know, they were in the Eastern Conference Finals last year, made a deep run in the postseason last year, rather, that Philadelphia is going to take that next step. If not for a shot that bounced around on the rim and went in by Kawhi Leonard, Philadelphia is just automatically going to take that next step.
Well, you pointed it out yesterday. You lose Jimmy Butler. You lose J.J. Redick. Ben Simmons is now dealing with the issues. Joel Embiid is now dealing with his injury issues. Al Horford's been a horrendous pickup for Philadelphia. He doesn't fit there. It's clear that the move out of Boston didn't work. Like, I think there was a lot of moving parts this offseason for a team that made a deep run a year ago. And the fact that we just all expected them to continue to ascend when you've got that much sort of unevenness on the roster after a deep run last year in the playoffs, I think it was too much to expect for this team.
Yeah, and losing Jimmy Butler really was a blow. He really came on during the playoffs, and a guy like J.J. Redick with New Orleans now, just under the radar, just makes every team he plays on better, and it's easy to dismiss him because he's not an athlete, but certainly important to a team's ability to win.
And now, have we seen, because obviously Joel Embiid will not be available coming up later on tonight for the Philadelphia 76ers. They're hosting the Knicks, so they do get a break, but have we seen any movement in the line? How much of an adjustment was made because of the injury, not only to Ben Simmons, but now Joel Embiid just the night before this game?
Yeah, so I saw 10 on this game, Philly laying 10 before the Embiid news, him going down. Currently, I see the number at 7, and it makes sense that Philly's still a significant favorite. After all, they are 27-2 at home and in arguably a good spot in the sense that they just lost as an 8-point favorite. The 76ers that are playing tonight should be indeed fully motivated.
And now on the flip side of that, in the game that went down last night, we can talk about Joel Embiid's injury. We can talk about the Philadelphia 76ers on the road and struggling and all of that. But the Cleveland Cavaliers, with another win, this is the same team that beat the Miami Heat a couple of nights ago. Fez, since the resignation, if you want to call it, and I'll use that term loosely, of John Beilein, they look like a much different franchise.
Yeah, the Cleveland Cavs are no longer playing like slugs. They're not sluggish at all. Under Bickerstaff, they are engaged and playing hard, 3-1 straight up, 3-1 against the spread. I don't know how much longer it's going to last, but let's face it. This Cleveland team has some talent and just was not engaged at all under Beilein. Totally different team since his exit.
Yeah, and I was curious to see how this would transpire because I know Charles Barkley, I know a lot of those guys on the NBA on TNT crew, and a lot of people were critical of how they handled the John Beilein experiment. They didn't like the fact that those players basically complained about having to work harder and practice extra hard. And I wouldn't be surprised if you saw JB Bickerstaff walk in there and in their first meeting as a team say, everybody's going to expect that you guys are going to come out because you got your way and you control and run this franchise. You need to come out and play hard and show that you were justified in your complaints publicly, because they trolled John Beilein. Like, it was an issue. Like, the thug or slug comment that he made, whether you believe it or you're not buying into it, whatever, there was seriously an issue there in Cleveland, and they have responded. So you being a professional, if you're watching this team that's played better since there's been a major change and a head coach in the middle of the season is a major change, are you ready to jump in yet? Or do you take a wait-and-see approach, maybe sit this one out? How much longer are you cautious about trusting this new-look Cavs team with a brand-new head coach?
You know, I do trust, and I got to be honest, basic strategy, whenever a coach is fired in any sport, I'm typically looking to bet on that team, whether the coach was loved or hated. Just the change tends to produce a better effort, but it's a short-term effort. And then after two or three games, I start to be cautious about backing that team going forward. But in this case, I really think there's been a fundamental shift that the players are buying into what Bickerstaff is saying. And I really like some of the quotes from the younger Cavs that were saying, you know what? My game does have some flaws. I do need to improve it. I've got to listen to the criticism and get better from that. I wasn't hearing anything like that under Beilein.
Straight out of Vegas here on Fox Sports Radio is brought to you by My Computer Career. Make 2020 your year. You could start your new life as an IT pro in as little as 4 months. Go to mycomputercareer.edu and take the free career evaluation today. It's not rocket science. It's mycomputercareer.edu. Jonas Knox, Steve Fezzik in for RJ Bell here on Fox Sports Radio. You can always check out the show on the iHeart Radio app. All right, coming up next, we could have a brand new threat for a world championship. We'll tell you who that is and why next here on FSR.
Be sure to catch live editions of Straight Outta Vegas weekdays at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 p.m. Pacific.
Straight Outta Vegas here on Fox Sports Radio. You can always check out this show on the iHeartRadio app as well. Coming up in 15 minutes from now here on Fox Sports Radio, some interesting information. All right, if Tom Brady were to leave the New England Patriots, which team would benefit the most? The answer might surprise you. So that'll come up in about 15 minutes from now here on Fox Sports Radio. Make sure you stick around for that. Jonas Knox, Steve Fezzik in for RJ Bell here on FSR. Now, Fez, I know that you took advantage of Giancarlo Stanton suffering his setback with his injury. Now that you know that Chris Sale is not going to be making his opening day start for the Red Sox, are you ready to jump all in on the Red Sox under as well, too?
Well, I got to tell you, I just did a fist pump. And now fist in the air. I am so happy on that news with Sale because, of course, when the Mookie Betts trade came down, the Red Sox season win number was 88. We gave that out under Price leaving as well. So now more good news, Sale not starting on opening day. And that Red Sox under, I think the current number is down to 86. And, yes, I would still greatly favor the under on the Red Sox as well as the under on the Yankees, which we gave out this week as well.
All right, so you're fist pumping Chris Sale being ill and not being able to make his first start. You just said earlier on the show that you think Ryan Tannehill is a better quarterback than Tom Brady right now. Are you just trying to fight all of Boston? Is that the goal here? You just want to piss off the entire city? I mean, what is happening here? Why such vengeance from Steve Fezzik?
No vengeance. I have a fiduciary responsibility to those I give investing advice on sports betting. I have to be honest.
All right. Well, then we continue with the Boston theme here on Fox Sports Radio. Steve Fezzik, we could have ourselves a brand new threat for a world championship in the NBA, and it is the Boston Celtics 114-103 over the Jazz on Wednesday night. Boston finishes their West road trip 3-1. You could argue maybe should have been 4-0 if they get a couple of bounces here or there against the Lakers. But nonetheless, impressive all the way through, especially when you consider no Kemba Walker and the emergence of Jason Tatum as a real star in the league.
Yeah, we have to talk about Tatum and what's been the knack on Boston. Well, can they really contend without a superstar? And you know what? They may well have one in Tatum, the way he's been playing, 35.5 points here the last five games, shooting 58%. As you mentioned, Boston playing great ball, 5-0 against the spread, 4-1 straight up with that loss in Staples that came down to the final seconds. And no point guard, no problem for Boston. No Kemba Walker last night. Without him this year, they're 9-3. When Kyrie Irving was out, they're 11-3 straight up without Irving at point guard, and the point guard by committee seems to work. Tatum handles the ball more. Marcus Smart is playing well. This Boston team, just they're better than we expected them to be this year, and they just continue to improve.
And it's like I've said this before. There was a report after Kyrie Irving announced that he was going to be leaving Boston. There was a report that came out that the plan for the Celtics was not to go and trade Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown for Anthony Davis. Like, that was never the plan. The plan for Danny Ainge was, no, let's ride with these guys. They gave Jaylen Brown the big contract in the offseason, and the thought in Boston was, if these guys become what we think they can become, we feel like we've got our star. We don't need to go trade for one. And I got to tell you, like, the more you watch Tatum, the more you go, man, he's playing as well as anybody in the league right now. And because of that, they feel like a potential dark horse. I still like Milwaukee to come out of the Eastern Conference. Giannis is a better player than Jason Tatum. But if you're looking at dark horse contenders for an NBA title, where do you stack Boston on your list?
I think you put Boston number four, right, in front of Houston, that many people have as number four. Obviously, the big three, the two LA teams, and Milwaukee. I still think Milwaukee is going to win the NBA title. I've got them as such the better team, and frankly, their path is so much easier than everyone else. But if there's anyone in the East that could give them problems, it would be this Boston team.
Yeah, and you mentioned the Houston Rockets straight out of Vegas here on Fox Sports Radio. The Houston Rockets and Russell Westbrook, since the trade of Clint Capella, opened up the floor, continues to play at a high level. How impressed are you with the Houston Rockets, who are another team that some people look at as a potential dark horse to compete for an NBA title?
Got to give RJ Bell credit for this one. RJ is out today. He'll be back tomorrow. But he was optimistic about this whole small ball experiment for Houston and Capella exiting. And Westbrook is thriving with small ball. It's opened up the paint for him. 33 points, 15 for 24 last night. Now it's six straight games. Russell Westbrook. Jonas, how many times do we hear Russell Westbrook? He can't even shoot. And he's made over 50% of his shots the last six games. To put that in perspective, Westbrook for the year is shooting below 500, below 50%. Nothing wrong with that. But so for him to have six straight games above 50%, he is just attacking that rim. And Capella's exit has helped open that up for them.
It's got a similar, and I'm not trying to, you know, make a direct parallel, but it's got a similar to what the Baltimore Ravens did. All right, what do you do well? Well, we got a quarterback who can run and he can throw a little bit. All right, so let's go ahead and go all in on that. And it feels like that's what Houston did. All right, what's our path to success here? You know, we've tried everything. We came within, you know, a game of going to the finals a couple of years ago. Bad break. We got cold. Chris Paul got injured and we ended up losing that game. So at this point, what do you got to lose? And it feels like they just said, this is our path to success. We're going to go all in on what we think we do better than most teams in the NBA. And I give them credit for it because at this point, you've tried everything else. I mean, the Golden State Warriors are not the Golden State Warriors anymore. And instead, you insert Kawhi Leonard and Paul George to the Clippers. You've got the Lakers who are playing at a dominant level. I actually give the Houston credit for saying, this is what we do. We're going all in with this approach, and we're going to take it as far as it takes us.
And a team that shoots so many three-pointers, if they get hot in the playoffs, they certainly could beat anyone, and if Covington is a good fit and continues to improve with this team, having so many guys that can bomb from the outside, Houston's ceiling is much higher than a team that has their sort of record in the NBA.
All right, Steve Fezzik, Jonas Knox in for RJ Bell here on Fox Sports Radio. All right, lastly, when it comes to the NBA, as far as just bouncing around the league and looking at teams, did you, like, when you were in Miami, Fez, for the Super Bowl, did the city treat you nice? I mean, did you have good dinners? The weather I know was nice, but did the city treat you nice? The city,
you know,
of
I'm
Miami.
I'm trying to think when you say the city treating me nice. Yes, I loved Miami. And you know what? I got to tell you, Jonas, I loved, like, all the Uber drivers are happy.
Yes.
The happy index in Miami is way higher than the happy index in Atlanta, at least during the winter.
But here's one thing I figured out about Miami. Close your eyes, spin around five times and open them, and you're going to see somebody jaywalk. Like, it is unbelievable. It is a plague of jaywalking in the city of Miami. But the reason I ask, Fez, if the city was nice to you, is because I have a feeling you're not going to be very nice when you reveal some of the new developments for the Miami Heat. What is the issue there? Miami with another loss, this time to the Minnesota Timberwolves. What do you make of the collapse of the Heat?
Well, you nailed it with the word collapse, because Miami has had a historic collapse of the last two games. Miami, according to ESPN Gamecast, had over a 99% chance to win their last game against Minnesota. Well, they lost up 12 with 4 minutes to go. The game before, Jonas, Miami had a 99.7% chance to beat the Cleveland Cavaliers, and they lost that game as well. So that's about a 10,000-to-1 occurrence to have two straight collapses like that. That's unprecedented. I don't know who to put it on. Do I put it on Spoelstra? I mean, Butler missed one of the two games. I'll tell you this. Andre Iguodala is not working. Iguodala, 36, and I'd like to say he's been a non-factor. He's worse. He's just been awful. The team got outscored by 13 when he was on the court last night, and he is showing his age at 36, not contributing at all.
Okay, so let me ask you this. All right, so it's a 10,000-to-1 odds of the Miami Heat blowing the last two games that they've done. All right, the last two games they've lost, where they were at, their win probability, 10,000-to-1 that happens. What's the equivalent to that in a single NFL game? Like, what would need to happen in a single NFL game to be equal to 10,000-to-1 that something like that happens?
It would, if you went back to the New England-Atlanta Super Bowl, if New England had come from behind down, instead of down 28-3, if they had been down 35-3. That would be the rough equivalent.
Okay, so the New England Patriots, had they come back to win down 32 instead of down 25, that's the equivalent to what the Miami Heat have done in blowing their last two games.
Yes.
That's insane. That is insane. That's why he's Steve Fezzik, right? You know, you may not like Steve Fezzik if you're in Boston right now, but that's why he's Steve Fezzik. And again, on Twitter, at Fezzik Sports. All right, straight out of Vegas here on Fox Sports Radio. I want to let you know we are brought to you by AutoZone. AutoZone has the free services you need to help you get back on the road, like their free AutoZone Fix Finder service with over 5,600 locations nationwide. AutoZone is here to help you save time and money with their free services. Getting the job done just got easier. Restrictions apply. Get in the zone. AutoZone. All right, coming up next, there is one team that would benefit more than any other by signing Tom Brady, and the answer might surprise you. Find out who it is next here on FSR.
Straight out of Vegas!
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Straight out of Vegas here on Fox Sports Radio. Jonas Knox, Steve Fezzik in for RJ Bell here on FSR. Coming up in 10 minutes from now here on Fox Sports Radio, it is The Odd Couple with Rob Parker and Chris Broussard. Make sure you check those guys out. If for whatever reason your local programming switches over to something else, go to the iHeartRadio app, search Fox Sports Radio, and you can check out The Odd Couple, Rob Parker, Chris Broussard, coming up 10 minutes from now here on Fox Sports Radio. All right, so we started out the show discussing the latest on Tom Brady. Here is the reports that are coming out. According to Jeff Darlington of ESPN, Tom Brady is under the impression he will play somewhere other than New England next season. And Ian Rappaport of the NFL Network says that Brady's reps have talked to the Chargers, Raiders, and the Colts at the Combine in Indianapolis. So it feels like the threat is real. More reports are out there. Steve Fezzik, what do the Vegas odds say when it comes to Tom Brady and his return to New England next season?
So he's still, Tom Brady, a small favorite to return to the Patriots, minus 120, so risk 120 to win 100. And then the underdogs, Oakland 5-1, Chargers 6-1, Tennessee 7-1, and Indy 10-1.
Now, I think, and again, this is just selfishly, being a selfish person, is selfish, you know what, I would like to see Tom Brady playing in Las Vegas for the Raiders, because I predicted it several months ago, and I don't really get much right doing Fox Sports Radio shows, so I would like to actually get this one right. It'd be nice. It'd be a nice little perk for all the hard work if I finally get one right. It's like, remember Barry Horowitz? You remember him, Steve Fezzik, the professional wrestler in the WWF years ago? He always lost, and then finally he ended up pulling off an upset one time. I would like to be the Barry Horowitz of Fox Sports Radio and actually get this one right. I don't think that's too much to ask, Fez.
Yeah, I remember his opponent doing push-ups in the ring, taking Barry Horowitz for granted, and Horowitz caught him, and one of the biggest upsets in sports betting history.
Absolutely, and if you did bet on Barry Horowitz, go seek professional help, because you have got an addiction and you've got a problem. But selfishly, I want the Raiders to land Tom Brady. But I think the one that makes the most sense from a football standpoint is Indianapolis, because I think they have the best roster, the best team as far as protecting the quarterback. And with all the bad blood between Indianapolis and New England, I think it would be fun theater. Fez, now that we know that the threat is real, that Tom Brady could be on another team next season, when you look at the season win totals, which team would Tom Brady benefit the most next season by signing?
The Chargers, because the Chargers, Jonas, they don't have a quarterback. So the Chargers season win number right now is 7.5. Not very good. Doesn't look like they're a contender. But the reason it's so low is because Tyrod Taylor is their quarterback. The Chargers are the one team that if Brady signed with, immediately the Chargers' odds to go ahead and be a playoff contender would go up dramatically, because that's the team Brady would have the most significant impact at quarterback. And remember, this is a Charger team. Just let's go back to a little more than a year ago. Chargers, January 2019, they're at New England in the playoffs. Jonas, they're only a 3.5-point underdog. Basically, almost equivalent teams' power ratings back then in January 2019.
All right, so you think the Chargers would benefit most from Tom Brady signing there. And what are the odds on the Chargers being that next team for Brady?
Chargers are 6-1.
Are you jumping in, Fez? You gonna swing
the
axe?
I am not. I am not, because I really think these bets are inside information, Jonas. You're either on the outside or the inside in terms of where Brady's going to go.
All right, well, speaking of bets, Steve Fezzik, we do have NBA basketball coming up later on tonight. It is a doubleheader on TNT, 10:30 Eastern time. No LeBron. The Lakers are at the Warriors, and the Lakers are a 10-point favorite.
Yeah, I got to tell you, Jonas, I'm going to pass this game. I'll lean slightly to Golden State. The reason being, with LeBron out, I only have two data points for the Lakers, and the Lakers played one really good game without LeBron and one really bad game. Not enough data on this one. I am going to pass on it.
Straight out of Vegas here on Fox Sports Radio. It's been a fun show. If you missed any of today's show, you can always check out the podcast at foxsportsradio.com. Search for podcast, search for Straight Out of Vegas, and you can hear all of the venom that Steve Fezzik spit at the city of Boston. Jonas Knox in for RJ Bell along with Steve Fezzik. Want to thank Mackenzie, Matt, John Ramos, Dan Beyer. The Odd Couple is next here on Fox Sports Radio, and you can always check out the show on the iHeart Radio app.
Straight out of Vegas!